Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Riding my Vic with bad intentions, with the thing in the trunk while I'm blazing a blunt with a mind to do wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I should've stayed home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
Yeah, I had a couple stacks, ride world cleaner, 22 inch flats, popping them beans. I had a 12 in the back and always seemed like I had to watch my back running slow. Creeping through traffic with my strap on the floor. Yeah, I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I felt like a grown man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
After the club, you know what time it is. Gon' hop in the car, man, you rollin' with a star show there. Let me take you home.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt right even though it was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. Sinner.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
You know the Bible says that no weapon formed against me is unprofitable, so you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'm a step and press, you know what I'm talking about.
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up,
yeah.
Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough,
yeah.
The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong
always stand tall.
Stand tall.
Yeah, you might got yourself in it, but God can get you out of it. Grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it. It ain't no doubt about it. That's why I'm running for him like I'm power talking. Look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like the one pushed me off a pill. He's my mighty battle last, so I ain't got nothing to fear. Don't need no mattress, I'm a walking in here.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression. Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome.
Yeah.
Patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word. Trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united. The devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose. Together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all.
Yeah.
That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and it stands for God or nothing.
Hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed. Allow the spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way. That's something you can't afford.
No.
I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, His Son, Yahshua, and God, Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, to the four corners of the earth. You know what I'm saying? No matter what is going on, we just got to scream, we got to just holler out that war cry. And just let him know that we love him, we honor, glorify, and praise his name. We scream hallelujah to the highest voice that we have. No matter what is going on, no matter what situation you find yourself in right now, he is still who he say he is. I am that I am. That's who he is. So give him praise, y'all. God bless you. Welcome to the show, Breaking Chains, the Men of Valor podcast. For this Thursday, and I'm Pastor Rod and Pastor Roger Williams, and shout out to everybody. Want to give shout out to our overseer and our mentor always, the Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, who's always praying for us, lifting us up and in our corner. I know you don't hear his voice a lot. You hear him on Tuesdays, but you know he's out there in the fields, man. He's in the battlefield. Trust me. All shouts out to all of God's leaders out here, all of the men and women of God out here that are out here teaching, leading, preaching the word. God bless you. Not screaming out any names, simply because, you know, a lot of people come through these doors. So we just going to send our love back to you. How about that? And shouts out to our P31 ladies and our men of valor of Breaking Chains Ministry for sure. We love them all over the earth, wherever they are. And our ladies and brothers that are right here, up right here, close and personal. You know what I'm saying? My sister Sonya, sister Amy, sister Andrea, you know, sister Summerlin, sister Carcella, sister Janella Harris. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, especially women of God that are right there, praying for you and supporting you and everything, man. Just standing strong. Shouts out to the family. What's up with you? Here's a disclaimer. We are here to break chains. Okay. This ministry is all about, you know, speaking against darkness and evil and the wicked one, you know, the father of lies himself, Satan. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We all have dark areas in our lives. We all still have dark areas in our lives. But, you know, the one that knows all things and can fix all things, our Heavenly Father. So we just have to turn it over to him. But we do bring these things to the open. We do talk about them. And it starts with me personally first. You know what I'm saying? Because being the head of the ministry and the shepherd of this flock, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah, this way it comes. So no problem with that. But just want to let you know that we don't attack the church because we are the church. We know the understanding, not just the knowledge and the wisdom of his word, but the understanding of his word when he tells us that we are the church. When he told the apostle Peter, listen, upon this rock, I will build my church in the gates of Hades, which is hell, will not be able to prevail against it. So which he's talking to Peter, letting him know that you are standing on it, with it, and the foundation of the church is me, Peter. I'm the chief high priest. I'm the cornerstone. You know what I'm saying? I'm the foundation. I am that I am. So that's where we are. So, you know what I'm saying? We're not perfect. We're not sinless because we'll be lying. And the truth wouldn't be in us, so we sinners, saved by grace and mercy and his love. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. So if you don't want to talk about those things, you don't want to hear those things, you're at the wrong place. Now, if you want to hear them and it inspires you to look to the hills from which coming our help and all of our help comes from the Lord, you know what I'm saying? Listen, we know his true name if we study. You know what I'm saying? We know that a lot of things were changed and the word of God was like they tried to mix it up like gumbo or something. You hear me? God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It's not going to change. You know, so you have to do your research and your studies and get into it. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God. You understand what I'm saying? The Heavenly Father, the creator of all creation. You know, so you don't have to be a workman ashamed to preach and teach the word. You know, he say a workman need not to be ashamed to rightly divide the truth. It's the truth. The truth is the truth. Truth makes you free, sets you free, and you are free because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through him. So you are free with accepting him and acknowledging him, having faith in him, following after him, having the faith the size of a mustard seed, picking up your cross, following after him, you know, believing in him, you know what I'm saying, trusting in him with all your heart, leaning not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledging him so he can direct your path. You're going to be all right. We all stumble, man. We all fall. We all get back up, though, if we trust in him. So tonight, I just want to have a conversation with you about enough is enough. Because one thing about it is that, you know what I'm saying? Come on. Let's be real. Look around you. Look around you right now. You know what I'm saying? Evil is lurking everywhere. We know God is in control. We know God is going to do what he do. Nobody can stop that. No one can change that. But we have a responsibility too. We have a responsibility. We have a very important responsibility here in the earth. Because he left us here and sent his Holy Spirit to dwell within us, which is the church, to continue on being kingdom builders, doing the work, ambassadors, representing. Acknowledging that we are part of the royal priesthood. You understand what I'm saying? Called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Chosen, called, anointed, appointed. You understand what I'm saying? But you hear so many people say, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on what are you waiting on him to do? Seriously, what are you waiting on him to do? He's done all his work that he needed to do until it's time for him to return. To once again clean up the mess that we started and made. But when he hung on the cross and said, it's finished, it's done, it's over, it's finished. His work is done in the earth. And he sent his Holy Spirit to dwell within us. So that means that the work continues with us. What the heck you sitting on your shucky ducky for doing nothing? Just bumping your gums, running your mouth. The scripture talks about people that like you that ain't doing nothing, and how you should stand up for what is right and say enough is enough. See, if you're a man of God or a woman of God, because you got so many things going on in your brain that you've allowed people to dictate to you what means what. Over what our Heavenly Father, our Creator, Yahuwah, Yah, has already told us. Already laid it out. So we down here and just, what, kick this plan to the curb? Turning our back on what he has already said, what he has already done, what he's already said is going to take place in the revelation of John. If you don't know what I say when I say the revelation of John, that's the book of Revelation. What's going on? He told us in Proverbs 31, open your mouth for the mute. For the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. Politicians. You understand what I'm saying? Law enforcement. It's all over the place. Are not defending the rights of the poor and the needy. You're killing them and robbing them. Sending them to the deathbed. Sending them to prison. So you can get your new world order in place. Your 2013 agenda in place. See, you think that we don't know about your 1619 project that you did back in the day in 1619. Building this, what you call America on the evil and the destitute of people that you kidnapped and did devilish things. Come on, man. We know real history. But see, the thing about it is that, you know what I'm saying, as men, let's talk about men. For number one, as men, you are already a man of God because God created you anyway. So you belong to him. Now, how you choose to live your life and have a relationship with him or not is on you. You have free will. And that's something. He gave free will. And then here are men today. Have a lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them that are up in age. You understand, they've done their work. We, our elders, we're to respect our elders. I'm talking about standing up for what is right and saying enough is enough, okay? Listen to me. I'm talking about the men now, because, see, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, right? But he got down up and then he said, let us make man in our image after our own likeness. So he took the dust of the earth and he formed man and blew the breath of life into his nostrils. You understand what I'm saying? So listen to me, man of God. Just because you say, I don't believe in God, but you want to call yourself an atheist, but you put a title to yourself and say you're an atheist, which means that the person that does not believe in God. So if you don't believe in God, why do you give yourself a title to say that you don't believe in my Creator, my Heavenly Father, and then go around having discussions and debates about how you don't? How is it that you know so much about someone that you don't believe in? How is it that you give so much respect, listen to me now, respect by acknowledging the fact that he does exist, by you acknowledging the fact that you don't believe in him, that who he is in existence as the I am? That's crazy, ain't it? That's crazy, ain't it? Think about it. I said that's crazy, so look in the mirror. But man of God, listen. Our elder men have done, you know what I'm saying, what they need to provide, protect, and build. A lot of them have built a wonderful foundation for family and future descendants and generations to come under their seed, correct? I'm talking about standing up for what is right. Enough is enough now. Listen to me now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the perfect man. I'm not the perfect father.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't the perfect husband because I'm divorced. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the perfect pastor because I'm learning every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the perfect teacher because I'm learning every day. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not the perfect follower of Yahuwah, of Yah. I'm learning every day and getting closer to Him. You feel me? But listen to me. When you've done what you've done, we're supposed to give back not just to our families. Listen to me now. If we're capable and able as elders to give back through teaching, through knowledge and wisdom and education, understanding of truth, that's what we should be doing. Because see, listen to me now, man of God. You're going to have to answer for that if you didn't. Oh my God, what a blessing if you're doing it and you did. If you're capable of doing it and you don't because you just, you know what I'm saying, arrogant, cocky, don't care, cold-hearted right now. Because you know, when you get up in age, you get to a place where you feel you've done what you needed to do. You don't need to do nothing else. Everybody need to take care of you. I beg to differ. Because if you are in that state, yes, everybody should be hand and foot with you. You understand what I'm saying? True, honestly. But if you're still capable of giving back, give back. Why not? We should be able to. We should be helping our young men. Yeah, I'm gonna get to them. So I'm talking to my elders. You know what I'm saying? You talk to a lot of them, they don't care. Cold hearted, man, you know, shut down. You know, they see a lot of things that and you can't blame them. I'm not blaming them. Because see, the system has failed them. So you've done something to them by what you've done to their ancestors, which is my ancestors. So listen to me, people. Listen to me. Man of God, we have to let the anger go and bring the knowledge and the wisdom and understanding from where the anger came from to the present so that we can break that chain. We can break the chain, okay? And get away from that anger. Because the anger is building up, which is causing our children, our young men to kill each other, murder each other, be locked away in prison for the rest of their lives, undereducated. You understand? Don't know nothing about nothing but drugs, music, sex, and money. That's not who we are. We need to get back to our first love, which is what Yah put inside of us, which is Him. See, we've come with a division. You live over there, I live over here, zip code that, and we don't get along. And our children, I saw it growing up. I'm talking to the men. See, men have become quiet and mute. And the women feel that, you know what I'm saying, we worthless, we ain't nothing. They could push us around, talk to us any kind of way, handle us. Because, see, listen, you've allowed it. You're not acting like a man. You think your manhood is in guns and drugs and money and muscles. You know what I'm saying? Big pencil between your legs and all this kind of stuff. Man, please. You heard me? Man, please. Miss me with that one. Because see, in the book of Colossians, it tells you, you know what I'm saying? Once you accept Him and come into the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of who you are and whose you are, it tells you, therefore, as you received Yahshua, which is who you know as Jesus, it says, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. We say we love Him, we walk with Him, we men of God, we this, but we out here doing everything else. We wearing our pants off our butts, you feel me?
You understand? We trying to look like our sons instead of men of God, gentlemen. You feel me? That ain't got to say nothing to get respect. See, let me tell you something. You know, I'll get to that. I ain't gonna get ahead of myself. You understand? Listen. It's all about the car you drive, the wad in your pocket, the pencil between your legs, the muscles and all this kind of stuff, your fade, your painting on beard and all this kind of stuff. Let me tell you something, brother. That ain't what it's about. That's not what it's about at all. God looks at your heart. You all sharp on the outside and filthy and dark and dirty on the inside. Apostle John say, don't judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. That means test spirit by the spirit. What spirit I'm talking about? The spirit of the Most High God. Because you got to know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And all things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Listen to me. It says in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light was the light of men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill can't be hidden, man. What's up, bro? Listen, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. They put it on a stand and give light to the whole house. What you gonna light a candle and put a basket to hide it, fool? That's foolish. Read the book of Proverbs and read about the word fool now. But let me tell you something now. You need to study Proverbs because it's the book of wisdom and knowledge. Proverbs 11 tells you where there's no guidance, a people falls. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Man of God, where you at? Who you running from? Who you hide from? You can't hide from the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God. Everywhere, all the time, with all power in his hands, see everything all the time at the same time. Come on, man. You better study. Next, you running for nothing. You hide from, listen, because they don't see you, I don't see you, we don't see you, you don't see me. He sees everything. Everything. I know how I said it. You understand what I'm saying? What's the problem, man of God? We're the head. We're the leaders. We're the providers. We're the protectors. Yeah, we done dropped the ball. Yeah, we done failed. We done slipped. Let me tell you something. It's time for all of us, men of God, to get up. I say all of us. You and me and you. See, you don't want to come on here and voice the truth. That's on you. I am. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, bro. Take a deep breath and say this to you. If I didn't know that Yah was on my side and didn't have faith and trust and belief in him, I wouldn't have made it this far. Ain't no such thing as I don't know where I'd be. I know where I'd be. I wouldn't be here on this earth. I'd be asleep. R.I.P. Rod, rest in peace. That's where I'd be if I didn't believe and trust in him. You understand? And let me say something to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk about, you know what I'm saying, my, you know, I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk about my personal health and stuff, even with my family, man, people that I love and close to me too much. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about it is that, you know what I'm saying, you have to speak life, man. You know what I'm saying? No matter what the doctors say and what it looks like, you know what I'm saying, I still got to believe. I still got to have faith, man. No matter, listen, it be some hard days. It'd be some hard nights. You know? But I still trust and believe in him. Even when I feel like I just want to give up, I know I can't give up because it's not in me. It can't be in me if I trust and believe in it. Days when it's hard to get out of bed. Days when you're just hurting. You know, the song was made and it say, you don't know my story. See, you don't know my story because see, it is like it used to be to give your testimony anymore. To give your praise report anymore. Because you the ones out there that are lurking, working for their dad's sake. And it really doesn't matter for real. Because as long as you have faith and know that you covered in that blood, you all right? But you know, let me tell you something. The devil ain't going to bother nobody that ain't doing what it's supposed to be doing for the kingdom of God. If you're slacking and lacking and whining and complaining and over here doing things, listen, you using the word of the Most High Yah, but you're using it in an external instead of internal spiritual. You feel me? You doing it externally, all in emotions and feelings, instead of being all spiritually bound up. You feel me? Arming up in the spirit. You're not always there. None of us are always there. But what I'm saying is that when we open our mouths to teach and preach the word and bring the word before the people, no matter how you're doing it, we should be doing it from the spiritual aspect of everything. Because if we always judging and attacking, how in the world the people that you think you're trying to touch are going to have an understanding of what it is that you are attacking? You see it in the spirit, but you talking to a non-believer. It's brought up last night in Bible study, you know. And the thing about it is when you become a fisher of men, that means that you go out, you know, spreading the good news of the gospel. You know what I'm saying? The gospel of Yahshua, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that, you know, we get caught up in personal. There's nothing wrong with giving your testimony, but listen, we all get attacked every day. If you're a child of God, the devil is always attacking children of God. You understand what I'm saying? May not be the same way that you getting it. But he's gonna come. And it could be vulnerable areas in your physical life. You know what I'm saying? That has occurred and there was some vulnerability. And then when those things start, it's a mental thing. See, when he gets to you mentally and start causing you to start attacking yourself and questioning yourself and questioning God, then he has by the toe. He ain't got a strong hold on you. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't. He can never have that. But he's grasping at you. I'm gonna say it that way. He grasps at us mentally to get us to start. Once we get there, our mode and our everything about us start changing for the worse. Not for the good. So that's why Yah always wants us to comfort, you know what I'm saying, to be there for one another. You know what I'm saying? Confess our sins one to another. You understand what I'm saying? He wants us to come to each other and be our brothers and sisters keeper. You understand? He wants that. He don't want us to have grumbling among ourselves. You understand? He don't want us to have problems with each other. He want us to show love, patience, meekness, long-suffering. You understand? He want us to have fruit of spirit, his fruit of spirit in us. Because if you say that you love him and you belong to him, that means that, guess what? A greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That means that, guess what? He is dwelling in you. You are the church. Stop telling people that, you know what I'm saying? Come on down here to the building and to the church here and get some prayer with us and fellowship and worship with us. You standing in front of that person right now. You understand what I'm saying? Pray for that person right now. Speak the word of the Lord over them right now, right there. Yah is present with you, so make him present with them. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, there ain't no pause button. The only time that the world will stop things, will pause and stop, is if our Heavenly Father, the creator of all creation, does it. And he's done it before. Time just stop. Whoop! He got the whole world in his hand. You learned that song growing up. He got the whole world in his hand. Listen, brothers, say enough is enough, man. Stand up to these thieving, lying, manipulating politicians. You understand what I'm saying? People that say they represent us and they don't. You know what I'm saying? They building a whole another world, finna crash our systems and our economy, and you know what I'm saying? Tainting our foods, our water, everything, our air, you know what I'm saying? Hiding things from us, lying about things, the truth about history, the truth about what's going on in the world today, you know what I'm saying? Just hiding and lying. You understand what I'm saying? Telling us that you going here and you can't get there. Telling us that you doing this and that's just a lie. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That not telling people you sending rockets to try to bust open the firmament. You understand what I'm saying? That God put around us for protection, that layer of protection. You keep trying to bust it up. And the thing about it is, he says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Because you reject the knowledge. The knowledge is there. You got social media all out there. But see, now you're trying to get that artificial intelligence. You call them AI. AI trying to control everything and everybody, trying to control what you see, what you don't see, where you go, where you don't, all this kind of stuff. That mark of the beast is there, brothers. That mark of the beast is coming, sisters. And we ain't even prepared for it. Let me say it again like this. You ain't even prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? Because the devil is a lie. I'm a child of the Most High God. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? Yahuwah got me covered. You understand? Because I'm covered in the blood of his only begotten son. His name is Yahshua HaMashiach. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm filled with his Holy Spirit. So I know that for a fact. You understand? The devil going to keep coming because guess what? I'm not afraid of him. I have no fear in me. I fear God out of the reverence and the respect and the love. You understand what I'm saying? And the capabilities and the wrath that he holds that I know that I won't experience. But let me tell you something. I'm afraid for you, brother. I'm afraid for you, sister, because you reject him. You deny him. You understand what I'm saying? You don't want him no part of your life, and you use his name in vain. You degrade his name. You step on his name. You disrespect his children. You understand what I'm saying? You disrespect his house. You understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Let me listen to me now. There are different religions from the four corners of the earth, and every last one of them have some god that they're serving. But let me tell you something. There's only one Elohim. You understand? There's only one I am that I am. There's only one Yahuwah. You understand what I'm saying? There's only one Abba Father. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to listen. There's only one way maker. You understand? There's only one way, truth, and the life. You understand? And he had to come here to this foolish, sinful earth to save us in the flesh once before. And this time, he's given us another opportunity to get it together by sending out the watchers and the gatekeepers to let you know that he ain't pleased. He's not pleased. He's not pleased. And you don't even care if he ain't pleased. He told you through St. Matthew, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him about it. Between you and him alone. But you get on social media and tell the whole world, you coward. You buster. That's who you are. You're a coward. You ain't no man. Just because you got a pencil and balls between your legs don't mean you a man. You were created as a man, but you act just like a... Pan Ban. How about that? He told you you're supposed to do that between you and him. And he said if he listens to you, you have gained your brother's respect. But if he does not listen, he said, you go take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. He already told you, well, two or three are gathered in his name. He going to be in the midst. And listen to what he said. If you take two or three so our evidence can be established. And then if he refuses to listen to them, you say he said, you go and tell it to the church. You go tell everybody else then. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Man, don't y'all like me? You don't like tax collectors, bill collectors. We know we got to pay them. But the unfortunate thing is they part of the evil mark. They go up on your bills. You understand what I'm saying? They raise your water bill, but they won't come in and replace the old pipes that make your water bill go up because of the leaks that are under your house, that are under the street. You understand? That's causing craters in the street to fall through. You understand? You come in and put a cone in there, and then you come over and you put some, pave the street over. You understand? But you ain't fixed the pipe. You fixed the hole. So the problem's still under that. See, let me tell you something. Enough is enough. See, we tired of your little Band-Aid effects. We tired of your Band-Aid effects. Let me tell you something. Corporate America, you taking over the White House. You done took over. Listen, we knew that you had control of the White House anyway, because the White House is just, you know what I'm saying, where the foreign dignitaries come to meet. You got to understand what Washington, D.C. is all about. That's the United States of America, LLC. It's a limited liability corporation that has a president, Biden, which has a vice president. What's that woman's name? We got Secretary of State. You got all of these officers. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, enough is enough now. Speak up and speak out, man. Tell the truth. Stop biting your tongue. Stop biting your tongue. Stop being scared. What you afraid of, man? If you standing up for the righteousness and the kingdom of the Most High God, he already told you, if he be for you, who could be against you? Man, it don't matter who against you. He for you. He ain't only got your six. He got your 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, back to 12. He got you all the way around. You feel me? He got you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. See, enough is enough, man. Dude playing games, man. You got to say enough is enough. Because, see, men, brothers, men of God, you know what I'm saying? You were born as men. If you got a penis, a scrotum, and two things, balls between your legs, you were born a man. You can go and get them cut off all you want. You still got that chromosome in you of a man. You still got that testosterone as a man. Listen, you can do whatever you want to do. You can go cut that Adam's apple all that you want. Hey, I'm not talking like this. That's all on you. But all I'm saying to you is a man is a man. That's how God created you. We've letting society just do what it want to do. These old so-called politicians that serve the father of lies, they daddy the devil, and put in laws that go against God's laws. Goes against God, period. They don't care. And then we come here and they tell us we have to abide by these laws. I'm not bucking against nobody's system. I'm just telling you, your system is built on evil. Just say it like it is. And enough is enough. We have to say enough is enough. This whole world and majority of it, majority of this whole world is following behind evil. For the love of money, power, and control. Of people? Are you serious? You that evil? That you want to kill and murder and sacrifice people's lives to prove that you got power and control? Because you got politicians in your pocket? You are tainting up and just spoiling food and water in the air. And you use our tax dollars to protect you through our military, to go over and cause trouble in other countries with our military, our men and women. sacrificing their lives for your greed? Come on, man. Listen, I've been found out why people don't like to come on Breaking Chains, and when they come and they find out the truth. Ain't nobody playing with you, man. Ain't nobody scared of you. Listen, I don't provoke nobody. I don't bother nobody. I ain't sinned for you, so what you coming for me for? I ain't bothering you. If this shoe fits you, wear it. You need to be held accountable. You need to be held accountable for your actions. You need to be held accountable for robbing the people. You need to be held accountable for deceiving the people. You need to be held accountable for lying to the people. Not giving people their benefits, not giving people what they're due. You understand what I'm saying? I am a black man. I am 55 years old. You still owe me money. Let me tell you something. I wish black men of color would say enough is enough in a respectable, intelligent way. And come together and say, guess what? The hell with you, Satan. Send you back home where you belong. We ain't studying you no more. We ain't listening to you no more. We ain't taking your rules no more. We gonna do it like this now. We gonna put a stop to it right here. We gonna break chains from you right now. And we gonna stand up and we gonna stand on the word and the laws of the Most High God. Yeah. I am that I am. And if it don't exist in there, you have no existence with us. See, he told us to depart from them wicked ones. He told us to have no connection with them. See, they ain't going to never like you. They ain't going to never respect you. They're going to always talk about you no matter what. So, brothers, it's time for you to say enough is enough. You ain't got to pick up no gun, just enough is enough. Put on your, let me tell you something. Pull your pants up. Stand up like a real man, like I know that you are, that you were created to be. You get sharp to go to the club. Let's get sharp and stand up for our families. Let's get sharp and stand up for our communities. You hear me? Let's get sharp and stand up for our children. Let's get sharp and stand up for the truth. How about that? You in all these gangs throwing colors and all that. Let me tell you something. You want to get in the gang? You want to come together? Come over here with me. You want to join something? Come join Breaking Chains. You feel me? Let's stand up and say, listen, enough is enough. Yahuwah got our back. We don't need no more guns for you, devil. Let me say something. Man, please. Excuse me. Excuse me, y'all. Mm. Listen. We don't need no more guns for you. We gonna pick up this powerful sword of the spirit. You feel me? You hear what I said? Listen. We ain't got to run and hide no more. We gonna stand up on this shield of faith. That's what we gonna stand up with and behind. Our faith. This shield of faith right here. And guess what? We gonna be protected by this breastplate of righteousness. You ain't heard me. Huh? We gonna put on this helmet of salvation. Huh? Huh? We want the truth, so we gonna put on this belt of truth. Huh? We gonna put on our boots of peace. You ain't finna stir us up like that. Huh? But we finna stir you up. Huh? We done tried to let you know. We know about that them spirits in high wicked places, them high places. We know about you. Worldly leaders. We know about you. Government leaders. We know about you. State leaders. We know about you. Local leaders. We know about you. Huh? But see, you ain't know about us. We all over the world from the four corners of the earth. And guess what? You use the evil of everything that the people of this earth have worked for and worked hard and paid taxes that they shouldn't even have to pay. And you've taken and taken and taken and taken and still taken and planning to take more. You understand what I'm saying? But the devil is a lie because he's the father of lies. So that ain't just a cliche. It's the truth. But I'm letting you know here today, as a man of God, as a man of valor, the words of the Most High God, y'all, are pure words. Like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, Almighty Yahuwah, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side, the wicked prowl. As villainous is exalted among the children of man. Vileness, I'm sorry. Let me tell you something. You can play if you want to. Because I know that he sanctified me in the truth. And his word is truth. He sent me into the world. So I have sent them into the world. That means that guess what? He sent Christ here and he sent us. He said, for their sake, I concentrate myself that they also may be sanctified and true. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Brothers, what you doing? You don't want to get down with me? I ain't speaking nothing but truth. And the book of Colossians lets you know, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It's hidden in you. If you believe, you know it. You better stand up. See, man, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody playing. Ain't no more playing around. You do what you need to do. But we going to do what we got to do. We going to break some chains. And we going to stand for the word of Yahuwah, Yahshua. Because ain't no more playing with you. We breaking chains. You heard?
G-G-O-O-N-N. Let's go. G-G-O-O-N-N. Let's go. You know what time it is. Let's go. Everything in the rearview is in the rearview. I'm moving forward.
More playing around.
Already the kind of the culture.
No more playing around.
Too much to lose.
It's
too much to gain, you know what I'm talking about.
Ain't no more playing around.
Everybody on your feet, let's go.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right. Had to go down just to make me see the line. Sitting in the county on the way to prison, ain't for me. Open your mouth, believe in your heart and you receive. Ain't no more playing around, man, I
they don't know about you.
Living in a world of sin, getting caught up in a world of sin. Posting on the block just to make a knot, making money back, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to stop these evil ways and get away from the evil players. But first we need to stop recognizing what we're doing, repeating the sins that can be today. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day may not pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the light is gonna be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die, kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell and draw. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your way. People screaming all your real up on the reason, and then you gon' run on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that it's war up in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers could be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'ma reach behind for a friend, and that's what you do when you been revived from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Sit in the room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon, I'm telling you, it won't be long in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone, so who's on the lower side? I better with the sword, they gone. Off that holy water, gone. Off that holy water, cleansed by the divine fire. No doubt that I'm sold out. There's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around.
Yeah.
Ain't no more playing around.
For your mind.
Ain't no more playing around.
Get on
ain't
it.
No more playing around.
I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around, man. I gotta live right.
Hey.
At the corner, just to make me see the light.
See the light.
Been in the county on the way to prison, ain't for me. Open your mouth, believe in your heart.
I'm so serious.
Ain't no more playing around.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Yeah. Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man.
Let it reach the
he came walking up.
That's what it sounded like though.
About his father's biz.
He was an urban missionary.
He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel when he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people so I pulled over stops. It's some church folks I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper so he asked me what's a rhyme. When I finished rapping he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me could he take me to some rappers from his church. He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tims on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand and he told me it was plain. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there from the block trying to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, they can rest or I pee. Man, he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Have you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth, cause the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food, cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we suburban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war. Ain't no time to be scary. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
Hey man, we looking for all the urban missionaries. Real talk. We got to take it to the hood, man. To the community. The hood used to be the community. Used to be the neighborhood. It's just the hood now. That's what time it is, man. We got to get it back.
God
get
bless
it
you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Amy. Welcome, welcome. Stepping into the second hour, man. Breaking Chains, Men of Valor podcast for this Thursday. All honor, glory, and praise to Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father, Yahshua HaMashiach, our Savior, and God, Holy Spirit. I tell you, man. Woo! Listen. I thank you. Thank you, Yah. Thank you for turning us on. I pray all is well with you, man. It's just an opportunity, man, where you get to come and use a platform to, you know what I'm saying, to speak what he gives of you. You know what I'm saying? To help to break chains, you know? Breaking Chains. Shouts out to the Breaking Chains Media Ministry. Turned 15 years old last month. And man, wow, 15 years of breaking chains, man, speaking the truth, you know, standing up, and got great things are still in play, about to take place, man. We want to just reintroduce everything to the world, because it's something, man, as we get ready to go into a whole new year, new quarter, new everything, you know, is renewed and restored in you. And that's based on, you know, calendar. When you look at man's calendar is not the same calendar of the Hebrew calendar, which is, you know, our Savior's, you know, he was Hebrew, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that we just got to learn and study and get some understanding and true knowledge and wisdom of what the truth is, and get away from all the deception and lies that we've faced all of our lives. You know what I'm saying? Because if we are still worshiping Caucasian man with long blonde hair and blue eyes hanging on the wall and saying that he's our Savior, you know what I'm saying? We got a problem. You feel me? Especially when his word tells us, you know what I'm saying, hair like wool, you know what I'm saying, feet like brass, you know? You know, that's your skin color if you're a man or woman of color. So, you know what I'm saying? We have to get to the truth. We have to pay attention to our history and know our history is who we are. You know what I'm saying? We can't let them continue to destroy it and take it away from you. You know what I'm saying? We need to know who we are and whose we are, where we come from. You know, it's time to say enough is enough. It's time to say it. It's time for you to start looking into history and start looking into everything that's going on around you and start asking questions.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, you don't have to be violent and act all loud and ignorant to get a point across. You ain't got to cuss anybody out to get a point across. I just told you that we need to use the sword of the Spirit. God's word speaks towards everything. Towards everything. And standing up for what's right is also there too. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Yahshua, who you call Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Savior. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that our Savior became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. What you gonna believe? Because if you don't want to acknowledge him and recognize him, that's going to be on you. But remember what St. Matthew told us. He told him to tell us, everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also would deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do you hear what I said? What you going to do? Huh? Because 2 Corinthians say, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Listen, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through our Savior reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against him. Ooh, repeat, not counting their trespasses against him, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. Listen, rewind. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. And that's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Real talk. Be reconciled to God. I pray that you get your minds right. I trust and believe. See, he ain't even pray when he was like, yeah. That hit my mind after I got the show started. But see, one thing about that, he knows my heart. He knows I acknowledge him when I come on. I'm always talking about him, spreading his word. But I also know what two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. I ain't on here alone. Get yourselves together. Some things taking place in the earth. I pray that you're paying attention. I pray that you are listening. Yahshua will say, hey, my sheep know my voice now. They hear me. I pray that you are seeking him while he can be found. My. My prayers are for you to find him. Because you already receiving his love, grace, and mercy, even out here in your sin, even out here in my sin, we receive it every morning he wake us up. What? Did you ever look at it like that? Who you think woke you up? Where you get that breath of air, fresh air from? It may not be fresh, it may be just polluted outside, but where you think you get that breath of air from? That breath of life. Let me say it that way. Where you get that from? You can't give yourself life. So where you get it from? You better get out of the way of your foolishness. Enough is enough, man. See, I was talking to my brothers tonight. Ladies, I ain't forget about you. Young folks, I ain't forget about you. I got you covered. We praying for you still, always. I'm coming for you. But brothers, enough is enough, man. Men of God, stand up and be men of God. I am that I am. That's who he told Moses that he is. He told him who he is. I am that I am. Yahuwah. Yahshua HaMashiach. Yah, Holy Spirit. All one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. All one. He told the apostle, if you see me, you have seen the Father. Why didn't you hear that? Enough is enough. It's time to speak up and speak out as men of God with gentleman intellect. Did you hear what I said? You like that, didn't you? Use your gentleman intelligence, brothers. Tap into your image and likeness of who you were created after. And then you'll come to your gentleman characteristics of your image and likeness. And then your gentleman intellect will blossom. And your gentleman intelligence will reign. How about that? Because the Spirit of the Most High God will have total control from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Move out the way and let him in. Let him have it. Take your hands off of it. God got us. I don't care what the world telling you. God got us. I'm talking to me too. No matter what it looked like, God got me. No matter what it feel like, God got me. Every morning I wake up, he got me. No matter how hard it gets, he still got me. He woke me up. He carried me on. I got to fight. Listen, I used to fight for my right to party. You remember that song back there? Listen, you ain't got to fight no more. All you got to do is pick up your cross and follow after him. Live your life according to the way, the truth, and the life. Because nothing gets to the Father without going through the Son. Huh. So get yourselves together. And let's do it together. Fellowship, unity, and empower each other, my brothers. Amen. Most gracious and merciful Father. Father God, Yah, we just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your only begotten Son. We thank you for your Son, Yahshua, who shed his blood for the remission of sins and covered us from the crown of our heads, soles of our feet. We thank you for cleaning us up. And we thank you for instilling us and filling us with his Holy Spirit, leading and guiding us and instructing us every day. We know that one can slay 1,000, but two can slay 10,000. And we thank you for those evil spirits slayed tonight. You say, well, two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, and we were, woo, evil spirits slaying tonight, and we thank you for slaying them. We thank you for our brothers and sisters for the four corners of the earth, wherever they are, that are seeking you out. Allow them to trust in you with all of their heart and lean not to their own understanding. And in all our ways, we will acknowledge you and allow you to direct our path. We receive that. We acknowledge that. We ask that you bless us and break the chains from everything that is not of you away from us. Most gracious and Father God, Yah, we thank you for our P31 ladies of this ministry, our men of valor, our young people, the Rotten Apples. We thank you for our overseer, the Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp. We thank you for our families near and far, wherever they are. Touch them and lead them. We thank you for your angels of protection encamped all around us. We thank you for never leaving nor forsaking us, being with us, in us, and with us and around us all times. We honor, we glorify, and praise you. The great I am that I am, Yahuwah, Father God, Yahshua HaMashiach, our Savior. God, Holy Spirit, we thank you. We adore you.
All God's children say amen, amen, amen. We love you. Don't forget Saturday morning, man. Wherever you are, let all souls unite and pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Got to come together and pray. 9 a.m. wherever you are, touching the green in the spirit. We got to pray together every day. But we come together every Saturday morning. Come and join us. Go on our blog talk page. Check out our website. And keep up with us, all right? God bless you and keep you is our prayer. It's time to break chains. It's time to take off on them, y'all. Get away from them. Break them chains. We love you. Nothing you can do about it. Peace.
What up? God said he used the foolishness of this world. Yeah. To confine the wise. So I guess that's why I don't understand. But I do.
I took off all the down on the sky. Came from nothing to become a man. I started with a producer, now I got a band. Rock star steady, jumping in the stand. Running circles on the devil like a ceiling fan. Problems, I gave him all to God and he gave me a chance. I don't understand, you don't understand. It ain't hard to tell DJ I got my hand.
I'm taking off.
Can't hear one nothing today. Accepted my Lord and my Savior. He gave me a vision so I can be something. Got a whole church over like Jordan. Ain't no show, not spitting and recording. I'm glad he gave me this ability to get the word of God in the ministry. But wait,
hold up.
First thing I had to do was grow up. They wanna know my secret because I'm looking like the man. But it's the man with the plan, so I point up. I'm an old demon, so I'm seeing the back. The heart to the Lord, yeah, I'm giving that. The word of God, I'm receiving that. He gave it unto me, now I'm giving back.
I took off all the down on the sky.
Endured hardship like a soldier and it's about to pay off. So I ain't got time to lay off. Going through the process, climbing up the rank like the playoffs. Plus it's that new music, somebody come pull a tape off. Been through the training, now it's time for these big boys to play ball. And there's only one superhero, so homie, pull your cape off. They say we hit them with the truth, that's the reason they can't face y'all. Cause they afraid to change like the weather in late fall. And no, ain't Nate though, but I'm about to regulate what's in my power. Cause I don't wanna be a part of the great ball. Yep, it's gonna be a great ball if you ain't known it, you late though. There's more to this Bible than just obey laws, open your mind. But it's my time and I got purpose with this deal. You see me in the front, but God the one who pulled me out the rear. Call it what you want, I know it's favor rain fell. Catch me on the runway taking off just like a plane in the air.
I took off on the down on the sky. I came from nothing to become a man.
Prophesied at an early age.
outside, early 80s.
I took off on down on the sky. I came from nothing to become a man. I started with a producer, now I got a band. Rock stock, that is jumping in the sand. Running circles around the devil like a ceiling fan. Problems, I gave him all the God and he gave me a plan.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
In you, O Lord. In you, O Lord. Oh, in you, O Lord. In you, O Lord. Oh, oh, in you, O Lord. In you, O Lord. Oh, in you, O Lord. In you, O Lord. Oh, oh, in you, O Lord. I put my trust in you, O Lord. In you, O Lord. I put my trust in you, O Lord. In you, O Lord. I put my hopes and beliefs in you, O Lord. I'ma be the best that I can be in you, O Lord. I'ma put my everything, everything in you, O Lord. And that's on everything, everything in you, O Lord.
I can wake up with a smile from ear to ear. Jump in the shower, brush my teeth, wash my face with a rag and put on my black gear. Touch for my collar, got the Lord on my mind as I swag and I'm praising only him. Even though I'm walking through the valley with a shadow of death, I'm yelling, what evil can I fear? On the real, I believe in a man. I can do a whole lot with just the faith of a mustard seed in a man. I got the faith that he's turning the situation, the face in the rhino's going down, cause I put my life in his hand like a mic on the sand. Man, I'm telling you, I ain't running from him no more. I'ma do what I gotta do to let my light show, cause I know eternal life and show with me like Geico. On the real though, super ill floor is what he gave me. I'ma be whatever I gotta be, longer God in it. When they give me the orders, I'ma gon' handle my business. And I'ma pull out the mission to stop till I finish. It's on now, feel like somebody forgot me cause I'm on fire. When it comes to the word of God, call me Einstein. Cause I'm in it, flipping through these pages like a gymnast. When you sinkin' with all of your heart, ain't no limits to what it revealing. Consider it in your heart and dealing with situations with the wisdom of God. I don't have to fight no battles, I just give them to God. He gave me the grace to help when never living get hard. He's a true source, pulling out like a new porch. Looking at the past in the rear view, I'm just a living testimony of God's grace and mercy. On a mission delivering the good news. What about you?
In you, O Lord.
Oh,
I put my trust in you, O Lord.
Yeah, yeah,
in you,
yeah.
O Lord.
God is all about
my trust in you, O Lord.
Oh, yeah.
In you, O Lord.
God, I'm putting it in your hands.
In you, O Lord.
Cause I know you hold the master plan. I'ma put my
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.